Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And realistically, I mean, who would have thought something like this would go smoothly?
There's no sugarcoating it. The website has been too slow. People have been getting stuck during the application process. And I think it's fair to say that nobody's more frustrated by that than I am.
And he has health insurance, right? President Obama on the White House lawn, salesman-in-chief, healthcare advocate-in-chief, talking about the October 1st startup of the Affordable Care Act, a startup that clearly benefited from the camouflage of the government political crisis over the past few weeks, kind of like how a heart attack can make it easy to miss the awful growing skin rash you've got or the looming aneurysm lurking under the radar. But that's where we are.
Even with all the problems at healthcare.gov, the website is still working for a lot of people, just not as quick or efficient or consistent as we want. And although many of these folks have found that they had to wait longer than they wanted, once they complete the process, they're very happy with the deal that's available to them.
Says President Obama today. Well, maybe the 200,000 Americans who have already applied for health insurance through their state exchanges, according to the Washington Post, but not so much for those who have dealt with delays and problems, computer troubles. Insurance companies aren't getting the information they need from their new clients. Once again, the president called him IT geek in chief.
We are doing everything we can possibly do to get the websites working better, faster, sooner. We've got people working overtime, 24/7, to boost capacity and address the problems. Experts from some of America's top private sector tech companies, who, by the way, have seen things like this happen before, they want it to work. They're reaching out. They're offering to send help. We've had some of the best IT talent in the entire country join the team, and we're well into a tech surge to fix the problem. And we are confident that we will get all the problems fixed.
Well, if you're a tech person, maybe you ought to call whitehouse.gov and get yourself a job. We wanted to figure out what the reality is here. How big are the tech problems? Sarah Cliff is a health policy reporter for The Washington Post, and we asked her what consumers are actually experiencing and how difficult this rollout has actually been.
It runs the gamut a little bit right now. You are seeing a few people submit applications and actually enroll in a health plan, but I would say that's kind of a minority. It's definitely not the majority of shoppers right now. A lot of people are running into error messages as they try to set up accounts, as they try to submit applications and finally try and shop for a plan. You know, I've heard from hundreds of shoppers at this point, and their problems are really all over the place. But there seem to just be a lot of error messages and a lot of points where people are clicking on things and all of a sudden it's an error message or the page times out and they're back at square one. So there's a lot of frustration with how the shopping process has gone so far.
As a health policy reporter, what do you think the likelihood is that this sort of frustration, initial frustration, is going to cause people to just throw up their hands and not come back?
So I think that's, you know, a really interesting question. And it's, I think the really important question is about who throws up their hands and doesn't come back. I think if you are someone who really needs health insurance, who has a chronic condition or knows that they have a certain number of things that they need to go see the doctor for, you're going to keep coming back. You know that this is going to be a valuable product for you. If you're young, if you're relatively healthy, you don't really feel like you need insurance in the first place, you might be less inclined to keep coming back after one or two failed attempts. That would be really bad news for the healthcare law, because if you get all these, you know, sicker, really dedicated to buying insurance folks into the market, that's going to raise premiums for the next year and the year after that. And you end up with what, not to say this is what will happen, but if you do end up with just sick people, you end up with what insurance types call a death spiral, where premiums just go up and up and up and healthy people get priced out of the market.
And that's because if you don't get that pool of healthy people in there, you can't sort of average the costs and keep things manageable. So it sounds to me like a system or a set of computer problems that basically chase away healthy, digitally savvy young people is more than a glitch. It's a gigantic strategic error at this point.
Sure. And, you know, we'll see if young people are a little more tech savvy. Maybe if this website is up and running, they'll be able to breeze through the process a little bit easier without having to call the call center or pull up the online chat. But as it stands right now, I think that is one concern I hear folks talking about is what if this scares away the people, the young, healthy people that really do need to buy insurance for this law to work?
You know, our colleague Marusha Zamarodi of New Tech City here, a program on WNYC, a podcast, suggests that the resources put to the federal website were tiny compared to what commercial services use to deal with their own glitches. Is that what you're seeing?
That does seem to be the impression. And that one of the things Health and Human Services, the agency that launched this, will say is that they have made budget requests to Congress for more money to set up the federal marketplace to get this rolling. And to no one's surprise, the Republican-controlled House has not been interested in giving the Obama administration any more money to set up the health care law. So in a way, they did have some constraints that private companies don't normally deal with in terms of putting more funding towards the project.
Political constraints and more server capacity on the way. That's the message we're getting from the federal government. Sarah Cliff, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Sarah Cliff is a health policy reporter for The Washington Post.